So we've got a community board meeting coming up next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on Zoom? Do we know about that?
No, it's going to be in person.
Oh, okay, because last time it was going to be in person, then it ended up being on Zoom.
Yeah, we didn't have enough of the board members able to meet in person.
Oh, okay.
So we needed to...
Oh, that's what it was, okay.
To online, yeah.
All right. I was just... Because I thought it might have been a council policy thing.
No, we were wanting to meet in person, but it just wasn't going to work.
Yeah, it's easier in person. Or are you so used to Zoom meetings now that they run pretty smoothly?
I prefer in person myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually find it easier.
Yeah, the little subtleties get missed.
Mm.
Yeah. There's going to... You always often have a speaker, and this time someone from the police is speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so we have Andrew Murphy, who's one of the senior constables here in Raglan, and he's going to come and speak to the community board and the community about a proposal for CCTV and also ANPR, which I understand is when you recognise like number plates, camera for recognising plates. I don't know how that's probably different than the CCTV.
Okay.
So he's going to come and he's put a proposal together, just a draft proposal.
So we found out at last meeting that the CCTV needs upgrading, basically.
Mm.
And so that there's been some action on that.
Yeah, I think I've had a bit of a look at his draft, and it looks like he's really not just focusing on the cameras, but actually looking kind of more broadly at what we need as a community.
Yeah.
For security and safety, and yeah, what can we be improving?
So ram raids is obviously a thing on everyone's minds at the moment. So I guess the thing that can detect number plates is going to be handy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think anybody from the community that's interested to hear about that proposal, probably especially businesses in town, you're welcome to come. He'll be speaking. The meeting opens at 1:30 on Wednesday, and we'll have our public forum first for half an hour, and then Andrew will speak after that.
And so he'll be talking about the technology and what's available, but we'll be talking about costs as well, because it's always a bit... That was one of the things that came out, is about who's responsible for paying for what. And
yeah, I think he'll have a good overview of all those things, like how are we going to make this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So that'll be at the meeting. Cool.
Mm.
You and I have been talking for a while, and a lot of people actually, about the Greenslade Road intersection with State Highway 23,
mm-hmm.
and trying to convince Waka Kotahi that urgency might be required. How's that going?
Well... So I did contact them, it was probably a couple of months ago now, and I had an email reply back from them, which really just said that they didn't have any works planned for that intersection, and that they've got the Waikato West speed review coming up soon, so there'll be consultation about speed, and that we can feed into that. So I need to go back to them really and just say that's what you said last time, probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And just... really discuss what the options might be.
That speed review is going really slowly, eh?
Mm.
Like when you look on their website, you can see, I think COVID hasn't helped, but they don't move very fast. That
government organization.
Well,
I felt that they actually did a speed review in the last few years. Maybe they do it every few years?
It's like a preliminary one.
Right.
And then they go on to a more serious one.
Okay.
And so we're waiting to have the more serious one.
Okay, so maybe that's what's coming.
Yeah, like they've got... Like they know that everyone's concerned about that intersection because they got conflicting information from the community about whether it was the speed limit should be reduced from 100 to 80 between here and Hamilton. But everyone agreed that that intersection was bad news. So they know that there's concern.
Yeah, so they must have feedback already about that from the previous consultation. So we really just need to go back, I think, and just kind of push a bit harder. And then I think if they're really not going to... respond in a more active way, I think, you know, we talked at the community board meeting about maybe doing a community petition and actually really getting some community signatures behind this. They may listen more to that than just one person.
I think they say that there's a sign leading up to that intersection that alerts people to a concealed entrance or exit, a concealed street. Because I've driven past that part of the road every week for years, decades, even. I don't know. I need to talk to someone who's driven in for the first time to see if they noticed it.
Yeah, and what they would they slow down or...
What were they expecting? Mm. And also, I do think there's an issue. Like, the issue is not that it's a concealed entrance. The issue is that there might be a hidden queue.
Yeah, right, just around the corner.
That I think that should be the alert message, really. Mm. But I'm not a roading expert. And roading experts don't always listen to casual people on the radio. So
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Good point, though, Aaron, about the queue, because I think, you know, they could you know, say there's already a sign there.
Yeah,
but really, it's just not appropriate for the hazard.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing that all freaks us all out. Hopefully, most of us are driving slow around there now, anyway.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. I've noticed that, but for new people, perhaps. That yeah. come, you know, I think a lot of local people do know now, and people that use Green Slade actually are much more aware of how they're entering.
It's not the road. Nice. It's not nice getting out of there.
No,
you know, really got to, especially if you're turning right into Hamilton toward Raglan. Sorry, you really want to floor it when you get out of there. To
yeah, I just have to like up. Just check again.
Do you guys live down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, we live there, so, yeah, I've come
so you
out
know
of
all about
time.
It.
I know
yeah.
all about it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And of course, the other thing too is that eventually that piece of road will become owned by a council and administered by a council, and then all sorts of things could be done then. But we have to wait for Waka Kwate to do some more work to the road before they hand it over.
Yeah, that could be quite a while.
Yeah, they said it's not in their long term. It's not in their current funding round.
Maybe we can get an update from them about that too. I mean, I know yeah. that that's been worked on through council, but perhaps if I speak to somebody, we could ask them about that.
We have to, like, I think they have a long term plan, like the council has a long term plan, and it's updated every 3 years, or maybe, well, the council one's updated every 3 years, then maybe they're the same. And so it's not until that gets updated that it would even get into their works.
Sure.
Right. It's a nice idea at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
exactly.
For the yeah, it's frustrating now for the people on the ground. We know exactly what the problem is, but yeah.
But I suppose we can find out about the timing of that. Yeah. They should be able to tell us, you know, when their long-term planning is happening, and
yeah, because we definitely, you guys, like the community board, would need to be submitting to that to and the council actually to give it some weight.
Yeah. Good point.
All right, so we'll put that aside. We'll like Waka Kotahi has and move on. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention this before, but have you paid any attention to the Three Waters? Oh, no, there was a talk about the Three Waters stuff happening, affecting councils, and there's a lot of debate and argument. Is that at the community board level? Do we have an opinion or a feeling about that whole thing?
I think what happened last time, we actually asked somebody to come from Watercare and actually speak to that. And they gave us, I think it was either them or Alison gave an update on that. And I think as the community board, we didn't make a submission. It wasn't really a submission, but we haven't actively put anything forward on that.
Yeah.
But it is something that, I mean, certainly as, I suppose some decisions have been made, right? And as changes start filtering down, I think there'll be, what I understand is there'll be opportunities for local governing boards and not so much the community board, but there'll be a board put together, or a committee, which will more actively get involved in what's happening and what changes will be.
That's the thing they've added into it, isn't it? So that there's more like democratic.
Yeah, so I input, think that's basically where the community board would really need to understand how that works and how they can have a say in that. I think possibly, I don't know if we're a bit late now to actually feed strongly into, I feel like the changes are kind of happening anyway.
Yeah.
But it'll really be, what does that mean for our district? And what does it mean for Raglan?
And
then the board really needs to get on, you know, needs to understand that.
Understand what's happening, yeah.
So it's really,
I know the government's determined to push it through, although it's still not going to be pushed through if they don't win the next election. It might get halted. And who knows what's happening there.
Yeah, so I think it's important we keep up to speed on it, because I think it's, I mean, I think for many people, it should be important for any community board or community committee, right?
I guess also from the point of the community board, like you guys don't really have that much control over the Three Waters anyway, like that's run by the council staff. So it might not be a terribly large change in that way for you guys.
Yeah, in terms of whether we have more say.
Yeah.
I don't think so, not unless they're actually, I can't imagine that they're going to take somebody from the community boards to be part of this waters committee, unless the community boards themselves get together over the district and decide that they want to form something like some collective voice into that committee.
So, because there's going to be four government bodies, presumably we're like a half of the North Island body, and how many subcommittees do you have in that to properly represent democracy? We don't know, do we?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But yeah, something that we need to just learn more about. There's certainly a lot of information about, you know, out about it. And that's something that we could put some links to maybe on our community board website when we give that a little update.
Yep. Do you know what I've noticed on YouTube is these videos keep coming up and the ads, you know, they have ads before you watch a video on YouTube.
Mm.
And there's these very dramatic ones that are obviously anti the Three Waters. They come on and it's like all dark red and it's like in the middle of a pandemic, the Labour government is ramming through the Three Waters, blah, 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 like this. So it's like,
oh, okay.
And then it gets to 5 seconds and I click skip. So I don't know what it says after that, but
you haven't watched it?
It's a very emotive one designed to generate dislike of the
and
proposal.
Concern. Yeah.
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 So,
well, sometimes it's quite good just to watch those things because then you get a good view of, just how different people are thinking about it. Obviously.
Oh, you can watch it and I'll keep skipping.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to get an overview of the different opinions around, though, right?
You're right.
You don't have to.
I felt like this was propaganda rather than information.
Yeah, but you've got that clearly in mind, so you can, you know, enter and watch it with that, with your own discernment.
Are you encouraging me to watch the?
Well, just encouraging you not to be put off. I mean, if it's quite good just to understand. I mean, I personally find it interesting to actually try and understand different views across these things.
Yeah.
Because we actually have people in our community who actually have different views. So, you know, we don't want to get so like one track and just.
I'm not sure what. Yeah, I guess I don't really understand what the big deal is.
Mm.
Like I say, from our perspective down here in a little community, it's all out of our control anyway. Well, the community board has influence over council, but it's still...
I don't know. Is it that sense that the more that things are centralised and the fewer bodies that you have, I mean, there's the, from what I understand, which is not a whole lot to be honest, but from what I understand is that there's much more efficiency if you're you have fewer governing bodies kind of managing the waters, right?
That side of it. And this is what we found in our council
area. But I think
area.
There is a concern possibly that for people at a community level that actually we have less say the more that it moves into more central kind of unified systems. But
that's a genuine argument. But there's also seems to be race issues have crept into it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And the chair of Waikato Regional Council, Russ Rumington, basically lost his position because of that.
Mm.
So, you know, repeating some of those apparently incorrect statements. I don't remember all the details. Somehow it's becoming controversial that way.
Mm. I think that's happening with a lot of things, don't you think, though? Like, there are a lot of changes around, generally, in terms of the way that things are going to be managed. And, it's a time to, I suppose, ask questions and be reflective. often these areas, they link up or are quite connected.
Yeah.
So that, you know, the Three Waters doesn't just stand alone as like water. Of course, it's connected to, the treaty and many other things. So
yeah, Craig's reminded me most councils are opposed to it.
Mm.
Yeah, I think ours is a really conservative council, but because we've got this arrangement with Watercare that does our water and our Three Waters now anyway, I think everyone's kind of a bit more comfortable with it around
these
parts.
I think so, though. I do feel that through the council, the Waikato District Council, that they had some real concerns about the way the process, and they actually put that forward when it was being considered. So I think they actually, I remember...
The consultation process?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the government does seem very determined on this one.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's just to make everything more efficient, really. Well, yeah, like there's been, so here's some background to it. There's been chronic underfunding of council services in the entire Western world over the last 20 or 30 years, a big focus on reducing rates. So we haven't been spending on these things the way we should have. And we found out what happened in Raglan with the constant spills into the harbour with our sewage, that in the end you just have to spend some money if you want things to work properly.
Mm.
But yeah, I think there's a history of underspending.
Mm.
And so the government's saying, okay, we're going to take it over because you guys can't do it. But it's not really because the councils couldn't do it. It's because there's just an attitude of not spending money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So is that enough of that?
Yeah, that's good. But thanks for raising it. It's really important. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, certainly people in councils have got to pay attention to that one. And like you say before, what is the community input going to be in the final thing? Will we have any? Yeah. Rangatahi... Paul, the idea of a pool being built for the community over in Rangitahi, that's quite a serious idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, this is not just people talking, things are happening.
Yep, it sounds like things are happening. So I haven't had a big update from Sam over there yet, but the latest I heard from him was that they're actually getting an architect to draw up some plans.
Okay.
So they're definitely thinking pretty seriously about it.
Yeah.
So you will look forward to hearing. And I know that when they've got some concept or something drawn up that they can present back to the community, they'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's something a bit clearer for them to get their head around.
All right, so stand by on that one. And did you go to the Manu Bay Breakwater meeting that was finally able to happen a week or two ago?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't able to stay for the whole workshop.
Was it quite long?
It was quite long, yeah, probably. Yeah. It was probably 2 or 3 hours, maybe.
Okay, there were a lot of people there. I popped in just at the start, because I wanted to see what was going on, basically.
Yeah.
And then left again. I wasn't invited, so I didn't I didn't hang around.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I haven't been involved in the meetings to date, but it just felt really important because the board have been, you know, really just pushing for some action, some movement, because it's been quite drawn out.
I think the issue started before anyone currently elected.
I think it was kind of almost
was
like
in office.
Yeah, well, it's not really the issue. I think the issue, in a way, has been, you know, the issue around having something that works for everybody has actually been around for a long time, is kind of what I gathered at the workshop. But certainly this particular process with this facilitator guy and the council, I think, started about 4 years ago. Yeah, so...
Right.
But it was really good to go and just see, you know, the different stakeholders in the room and listen. You know, I was just really in the background, really, as listening.
Yeah.
But it felt important to see, just to hear the different views. And I understand that an update will come out soon from Lisa and Dennis to the community. But that generally it's gone back to for some experts to actually provide some advice now. So it's like we've got all this information. We've heard from all the stakeholders. We've got some data because of what's been...
recorded over
the last few years.
That's like it's been
monitored
happening,
quite
it?
A lot.
Yeah.
So really it's kind of going back to some experts. I think they agreed in the meeting who those would be.
Yes.
And maybe in a couple of months they'll bring back something probably quite concrete to actually have a look at and make some decisions on. So
a proposal how to improve situation. Because there's a safety issue with the ramp at the moment. So
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So stand by for that. I know we just had our own coastal reserves policy for our three reserves here sorted. Now there is a council-wide one. Have you seen much about that?
Do you mean, is that in relation to like events or more specifically just...
I think it's either a policy or a... No, it's not a bylaw. I think it's a policy with council, so...
Yeah, to be honest, I don't have that... the desk.
We'll skip over
Lisa can check in. You know, we can ask.
Yeah,
the
that
meeting
is
if
that
you
is
come
more
along
like,
to the meeting.
That is more like the kind of council thing rather than community board thing. Back to little local things. The Wee Nearer walkway, the walkway between the jetty, the Bow Street jetty, and the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It seems likely that work is going to happen there, but we didn't know. Last I heard from you guys, you didn't really know what that was going to be.
Yeah, so I think they were just putting together, I suppose, some designs and things, some draft designs. So that's the stage that they'd got. They'd done a lot of research into the state of the wall.
Yes.
So it's really the wall, like the breakwater wall, if that's what you call it. It's not really a breakwater.
It's the slopey concrete. It's the slopey concrete bit that you don't want to fall down, basically.
But that needs repair.
Yeah.
So they needed to investigate what needs to be done, and then they're going to put some designs together. But at the last community board meeting, it was raised that while they're doing that, could they also look at, you know, they'll be also looking at the footpath there, because there may be some changes that are needed to that in terms of possibly widening it or making it just better. But also the board members raised, you know, that just in terms of the lighting and also the erosion on the bank beside the footpath. So kind of like while you're working on this, can you actually just broaden your scope a little bit so that this job can be done? I mean, you've got to be careful, right, when you don't just go to the next thing, otherwise you could keep going up the main street and then, you know.
Yeah, there's
makes sense. It's quite obvious that actually the erosion and that the wall there, the bank, actually will impact on could impact on the footpath and then the wall as well. So
I think the comment from Tony Houston was, while you're already in there, get all the work done at one time.
Yeah, and do it well. So we're looking forward to, there'll be an update actually in our agenda. I haven't read that yet. It's just come out this morning.
I guess the people controlling the purse strings at council might have an opinion about how much work you do at once, but...
Yeah, I feel like I think we'll be working with Megan, and I think they're pretty smart. If something makes sense, they'll be looking at it.
Yeah,
because it'll probably save them money in the long run, right? If it's done
properly. Yeah. If they can afford to do it now.
Mm.
And one thing somebody pointed out that was an interesting point I hadn't thought of, because I like the walkway how it is. I think a lot of people like it like that. It feels very raglan and relaxed.
Like when you say like it is, what do you mean?
There's no handrail there or anything like that.
Yeah.
Somebody pointed out, though, we've got the big cycleway footpath coming from Wainuu Reserve
mm-hmm.
all the way down through Papahua across the bridge.
Mm.
So that's actually going to be delivering a lot of cycles to that point. And then
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden we're back with the narrow walkway.
Mm.
And with many more people arriving in Raglan now, that's probably become an issue that it didn't used to be for safety.
I mean, I don't know if you have noticed. I've noticed a lot more people using that footpath alongside the airfield. New footpath. I just see a lot more people. I think people are walking along that road and using that space anyway, but I just see a lot more people biking and, kids using their scooters and people with...
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
...pushchairs and things. So I think you're right, it will be used a lot more. And actually people do that, the Three Bridges circuit, don't they? It's quite a popular one.
Yeah, I'm not that... I don't do things like that. But yeah,
so I think it's a good point that actually... the bridge is going to naturally slow people down. They're not going to be able to speedily cycle and have a pushchair and kids walking across. But I think it's a good point that actually, it's pretty, that footpath at the moment has served us really well. But when you've got a kid on a little bike and, in a pushchair and then somebody else walking, it's pretty narrow.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah, but we don't want to go nuts and, have big handrails and be all...
Yeah,
I don't know. It's got to keep that balance of
not the Raglan style,
but safety and sensibility.
Yeah. All right. So, so council staff are coming back with some suggestions. Perhaps was that what the conclusion to that conversation was?
I think we just expect to have some response to Tony's suggestion about more of a broad scope, so that maybe they'll come back and say, no, we can't do that, or yes, we will, and plans are being drawn up at the moment. You'll see them at the next meeting. Or
will we get an answer at this meeting about that?
I mean, if you really want to, I could have a look in the agenda, but
no, we're
yeah.
Well, this stuff, the information is just coming out right at the just recently.
We'll have an update anyway.
You guys are going to ask the question, no doubt.
Yeah, well, there'll be an update. I'm pretty sure there's an update from council about that.
All right, so community board meeting on Wednesday. One other thing, the Raglan Wharf tender, there's been a tender put out to do all that work around the wharf. What stage is that at?
So I think they're pretty close to, they were pretty close to awarding a tender to a company that would do the build work.
Yeah.
But there's some work, just they need to clarify the scope of the work and actually maybe certainly some issues around the pricing.
Okay, so they're negotiating a bit.
Yeah, so before they haven't actually awarded the tender to an organisation, but they're getting quite close. I mean, I understand that works are planned to be started in July, so I imagine they're needing to move pretty quickly to finalise all that.
And someone was talking, a community member was talking about a safety issue beside Super Value, where people park on, do the ankle parking there, and there's nothing to stop cars just driving up onto the footpath, and heaven only knows what they'll do once they get on there. But so you guys were asking for some, what do you call those little barriers that... We'll just call them a barrier, a little one, just a low-level one that stops tyres.
Yeah, I can't remember what they're called, actually. There is the right name for it, but we're going to get an update. I flicked through the agenda this morning very quickly, and there is an update. We'll have an update in our meeting about that. I think it was actually some costings that we'll be asking. Okay, great to have the costings, but they didn't seem that expensive, actually, just from what I saw. So I think we'd be wanting them to be put in place as soon as possible.
Okay, but it might be a thing of fitting it in the budget, which might mean delaying something else so that can be done.
Yeah, it didn't seem to be a huge cost from what I just saw very briefly, so I don't think But there will be still, of course, there are budgets and, can't expect us to have stuff now. But it seemed urgent, and I'm pretty sure, I'm just trying to think who was at the meeting from council. You know, I think they agreed that actually it was an issue and actually needed to be addressed.
I think Alison Diaz, the chief financial officer, was there, wasn't she?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if Gareth was there for that one, but we've got an update anyway coming, so.
Okay, so there will be some answers.
Yeah.
I don't know, people have to adjust their expectations to things happening at the speed of council.
Mm.
This is...
Some things can happen really quickly, though, which is great.
Yeah. Like,
we have seen things happen fast.
And as we know from Waka Kotahi, there are much slower organisations out there.
Mm. Yeah.
Heaven help us.
Yeah.
There's an election coming up, local body election. Has anyone on the community board yet declared whether they're running again or not running again?
I don't think they have. We've chatted it amongst ourselves as a board, just, you know, because we're just obviously really passionate about our roles on the board, and we're just really keen to know, you know, who might be standing. So we've talked about it a little bit ourselves, but I don't think anyone's put that out publicly, what they're planning to do. But
we might have to wait until the nominations open to see.
Yeah, and I think nominations, like if somebody's wanting to stand for the board, which I hope people do, because it's just such a great opportunity for yourself, then that opens on the 15th of July, as far as I understand. So it's coming up soon.
Okay, 5 weeks away.
Yeah, and I've actually put in my chairperson's report a link to the council website with all the information about that.
Yeah.
So you can go and learn, you know, what the role is. And also I just encouraged community members, you're very welcome to contact me and learn more about the role, what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
And or any of the other...
What you can and can't do.
Yeah, or any of the other board members too. So we're really open to having a chat about that.
Okay, cool. And the last thing I want to talk about is the Matariki celebration happening on the 26th.
Oh, yeah.
Here in town. I can't remember what time it starts.
Okay, so this is more connected, I suppose, to my role with Raglan Naturally.
Yep.
But certainly I know about it, of course, because I'm working on it.
Yep.
So just to let people know, on the 26th of June, which is a Sunday, from 4 till 7 p.m., so kind of late afternoon, early evening, we being Raglan Naturally, the Whangaroa Environment Centre and the Raglan Lions are collaborating to put this community event on. So it's an event for the whole community to come down. We're actually closing a section of Bow Street. So the section from, in a sense, Wild on the corner down to the corner of the library.
Yeah.
So just for that short section.
By the Anzac Memorial. Mm, yeah.
But both sides of the street. So that will be blocked off, and we're going to have some music, and we're going to have some stalls selling lovely kai, and we're going to have some fire performers and some activities for the children and some storytelling. So, yeah, it's just going to be a really special time for you to come down and just for us to gather and connect around Matariki.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so really looking forward to that, and you'll see some posters and information coming out. But yeah, it's been really great. There's been lots of people coming in, the musicians and storytellers and things coming in and getting involved. So it feels like a real good working team.
Yeah, I think I've seen some posters online just in recent...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I haven't sent it to you this yet, morning. Aaron.
No, I just saw something this morning, so
yeah.
I know Maki's probably been putting that together, has she?
Yeah, she's been really helpful.
Yeah, just the person who works for all of us. And
yeah, that's right. And there's other things also happening around Matariki across Whangaroa, and we'll be... sharing that out. Raglan Naturally will share that out as well. So, it's going to be great.
So, what happens if it's rainy?
So, our backup plan is to use the town hall.
Aha, cool.
Yeah, so we've got the town hall booked for that weekend, and if it looks like it's going to rain, which it in my mind it won't be at the moment, but...
You've decided.
Well, you know, saying my prayers.
Yep.
If the weather's not suitable, then we're going to use the town hall.
Yep.
And still have a lovely time there together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's good to know. There's a backup for the weather. So it's one way or the other, it will be happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it would be cool to be down there, close off Bow Street.
Yeah, it was really cool. We met down there, just had a site meeting the other evening, so that we could actually get a sense. And it was a beautiful still evening. And we were like, wow, this is so cool down here. It's not even that cold. you know, not actually it wasn't that cold.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to make sure that there's comfort for. We're going to get some heaters down there for those who need to be a bit cozier. But yeah, it just felt like a really cool spot to for us to be together in.
It is. I mean, the community was there for Anzac Day as well. Like it's that. It's the natural place for that, I think.
Yeah, and we're thinking of having the stage on the just outside the library.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a natural stage area there. So
yeah. Okay, cool,
great.
All right, folks, we've been talking to Gabrielle Parson, our Community Board Chairperson and Raglan Naturally Representative, all in one this morning. Is there anything else you've been working on that I don't know about that we should mention to people?
I think that's basically it. Yep.
We've covered
There's
all
There's always
the details.
Other little things, but I think we've covered non-stop. the main points. Yeah, okay. So just come to the Community Board meeting next week, 1:30 p.m. at the Supper Room Town Hall.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it will be in person live. Now,
I hope.
Yeah, nothing else changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but that's the play. We'll update people if there are any changes, but I'm not expecting there to be this time. So.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Gabrielle.